Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Lonborg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Haller and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg strikes out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lonborg hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-2 in the game. Hysa takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hysa. The throw from Haller and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lonborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferraro strikes out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Lonborg strikes out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heisa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs strikes out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Northrup. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.